insects.
Just lots and lots of bugs.
I know it's bugging you.
This is edition 4, episode 4 of What Bugs You. We're talking about bugs and insects and good yard care practices. And my guest is U of S PhD entomology student Jeremy Irvin. Here's one thing we definitely want in our yards: pollinators.
Yes. So when people hear pollinators, they usually picture honeybees. However, that's kind of just the tip of the iceberg. Canada is home to over 800 different species of native bees, such as bumblebees, mason bees, or sweat bees. And a lot of these native bees are specialists, so they only visit certain flowers or certain types of flowers. So having a variety that blooms from spring throughout fall is key to really making sure those pollinators are safe and have an environment they can thrive.
You know what? Let's start at the start with that, with pollinating too, because there may be people listening that really never learned about this stuff. So I guess at the core of it, what is pollinating?
Right. So a flower will produce nectar, and that's basically a reward system for a pollinator. So the pollinator will visit the flower, somehow extract that nectar, and in turn, they're not doing it directly, but the pollen that is on the flower will then be picked up on the bees. That's why a lot of bees are very fuzzy. They pick up all this pollen, and then the bee goes along its day, goes to another flower, and deposits that pollen onto another plant, effectively doing the reproductive system for the plant.
So theoretically, the more flowering plants, openly flowering plants you have in your yard, the more it'll become a haven for pollinators?
Exactly. So that's what urban gardens can really do. They can fill this habitat gap that pollinators might lose to urban development. So if you have a lot of wide variety of flowers in the area, you'll basically support a lot of different bee species or pollinator species.
So last summer, we actually bought our first home. And so we're kind of looking at different ways we can sort of change the yard to become more friendly, more welcoming for pollinators. The first step that we're doing is we're getting rid of grass and we're bringing in some native species. What are some steps, even maybe if people don't necessarily want to go quite as scorched earth as us, you know, getting rid of all of our grass, what are some things that people can do to maybe take some baby steps towards making their yard better for pollinators?
So by far, the best thing you can do is move away from grass. We understand that that's not a thing a lot of people want to do, but there are some other things. So aside from reducing pesticide use, which we kind of already talked about, one of the best things you can do is just be a little messy in your yard. So don't cut your grass as often, quit raking the leaves on your yard, leave some bare patches of soil, ground nest and bees love that. That's where they have their habitat. Skip heavy mulch if you put it out in a few spots. Let some plants bolt and set flower. If you have a small rock pile or a log or a clump of dead stems or leaves, that can be a winter refuge for all sorts of insects. And then also, if you quit raking your leaves, this can provide a shelter for a lot of different species of insects. And as those leaves break down, that actually will turn into food for a lot of other bugs that are within the soil.
So is there then a good chance that if people are removing all leaves from their yard, once the snow melts, they're also removing some bug larvae?
For sure. Yeah, they're taking out a lot of different species that might be present. They're taking out shelter for them and food for the insects that could be there. So one of the best things you can do is leaving the leaves in place. Unfortunately, that's something that a lot of neighbors might have issues with, or a lot of different towns, but it's really beneficial for the overall ecosystem.
Well, and beneficial for the ecosystem. And if people are, you know, growing a backyard garden, that presence of pollinators, that's just going to be good for everything.
Exactly. And even with pollinators, like leaving something as simple as a shallow dish of water out, that can give pollinators a safe place to drink. And even if you don't have a backyard, if you have, you know, a balcony planter with some native flowers or a bundle of sticks in a flower pot, that can even make a difference.
What are some things you definitely want to avoid?
The main thing we want to avoid is invasive species. So when you're out looking for different types of seeds that you might buy, that you might want to plant, you really want to ensure that they are native to Saskatchewan and even necessarily the Saskatoon area. There are a lot of seeds on the market for sale that might not be from here, that are invasive species. So when you plant them, sure, they might look very pretty. They might be good for pollination, but you're also pushing out native plant species out of the area because these plants are invasive.
All right, Jeremy, that was a chat about pollinators. Thanks for another great edition of What Bugs You. Next edition is coming up next Wednesday at 3:30.